The people of the early Middle Ages never saw a textbook of Roman history. They were ignorant of many things which every schoolboy today knows before he has entered the third grade. But the Roman Empire, which is merely a name to you, was to them something very much alive. They felt it. They willingly recognized the Pope as their spiritual leader because he lived in Rome and represented the idea of the Roman superpower. And they were profoundly grateful when Charlemagne and afterwards Otto the Great revived the idea of a world empire and created the Holy Roman Empire, that the world might again be as it always had been. But the fact that there were two different heirs to the Roman tradition placed the faithful burghers of the Middle Ages in a difficult position. The theory behind the medieval political system was both sound and simple. While the worldly master, the emperor, looked after the physical well-being of his subjects, the spiritual master, the pope, guarded their souls. In practice, however, the system worked very badly. The emperor invariably tried to interfere with the affairs of the church, and the pope retaliated and told the emperor how he should rule his domains. Then they told each other to mind their own business in very unceremonious language, and the inevitable end was war. Under those circumstances, what were the people to do? A good Christian obeyed both the pope and his king, but the pope and the emperor were enemies. Which side should a dutiful subject and an equally dutiful Christian take?